This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, August 28th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Four members of the U.S. Congress discuss new farm policy today here at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson said he wanted to leave farmers with a positive message on prospects for new policy.
You know, people say it's never going to get done, it's going to get just a long-term extension. That's just not true. We need to get this done for the American farmer. If our farmers suffer, everybody suffers. No farms, no foods. I mean, that's just a truism. And so I wanted people to come away with some optimism. Optimism from standpoint, we'll get it done. Optimism from standpoint that we're listening, that we hear the American farmer, and we wrote a farm bill that reflects our voice. I think those were really the top lines.
Thompson is working to secure votes and boost revenue to see his proposal approved on the House floor.
We're getting closer, Jeff. We are really closing the gap on both of those. I'm working every day in terms of individual members, and our count has really come along really well. And on the money side, making significant gains. I never thought that I'd say $30 billion is not a lot of money. And it is, but in the scheme of a farm bill that's $30 billion over 10 years on a farm bill that's $1.51 trillion. So we're really close of closing gaps.
The chairman does not agree with critics who suggest SNAP benefit space cuts in his farm bill proposal.
The simple fact is, if members would take a deep breath and walk away from the politics, the bill that we passed out of committee, which is the Farm Food and National Security Act, actually, the nutrition title is $239 billion higher than what the 2018 Farm Bill was. In what world is almost $250 billion more dollars a cut?
Thompson admits Chairwoman Stabenow has been critical of the House proposal, but is engaged in policy discussions.
The four corners are doing discussions actually right now on pre-conferencing. There are many different pathways to getting this farm bill done. Every farm bill has had its own nuances, you know, attached to an end-of-year spending. It got to national defense authorization that needs to be done. But I still say that we could, which, you know, whatever it takes to get this farm bill done, I'm all in.
Not only does Chairman Thompson want a bill this year, he'd like to see policy on the House floor before the election.
Well, I really wanted to get it done in September. I think our members need it. You know, there's an election coming up. You know, I think, quite frankly, us passing the bill out of committee the way we did was, on the political side, was good for primaries. And so I'm going to do my very best, even though we only have a few weeks that we're in session in September. That's why I've been working every day on closing the gap, both with CBO and, quite frankly, with the vote count.
If a new farm bill is delayed into next year, Thompson says it'll take some time to get leadership in place and start over on the process of a new farm bill.
You know, we come back in January, you're going to have a new administration. Just no doubt about that. They're going to need to get organized. The reorganization in the House is, you know, always takes some time in the 119th Congress. There's some delay until the committees are actually appointed. That's why it's so important to do this now, because of the imminent and urgent needs that American agriculture is facing right now.
Iowa 2nd District Congresswoman Ashley Hinson was a part of the listening session and says the House plan importantly supports foreign market development.
We understand the significance of investing in these programs, foreign market access programs. They've doubled the funding in this farm bill. When we talk about trade deficits, our producers want markets, right? And that's at the heart of what we've tried to do in crafting this farm bill.
Chairman Glenn Thompson will be this week's featured guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers with Lydia Johnson. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast, available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.